Give a round of applause.
Hi. Okay, so this girl put my name in the bucket. She also put her name in the bucket, and I put our name in the bucket so that we would have a pretty good chance of getting up here. And it worked out, so that's great. We've known each other for a long time. I think in this context, the best way to introduce us to you is saying that we dated the same guy.
Several times.
So we have dated three different guys. Not at the same time ever.
Sequentially.
Yeah. Usually she dates them first, and I date them second.
But we can be flexible.
We'll see. You know, we'll see how that goes. So a number of years ago, so we also have worked together. She was in grad school, I was in undergrad, and we worked together then, and then we left and went our separate ways, and then we worked together again, and so this was while we were working together, and actually, what made me get on online dating was I had just broken up with the second guy we had both dated. And I remember being in the greenhouse, and I was like, man, just want to date someone. I just would like to date someone. It's so nice dating someone. And she was like, well, just get on online dating. You know, and people have talked about this. Like, there's not so many stigmas. And it's better, I guess, I think. I don't know. You guys can tell me. but anyway, so she's like, well, just get on online dating. She was dating someone at the time. He and I didn't get along, but that's a different story. And anyway.
He didn't last.
Yeah, he's not there anymore. So anyway, she was like, get on online dating. So I got on online dating. Okay, great. I dated around a little bit. So then, right, so that guy left. And so then Audrey, as she said she would when she was still dating someone, she's like, well, I'd get on online dating if I, you know, were single and doing that. So then she's on online. So we're working together at this company in town, and we are both on online dating.
Like a team.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we were up in Idaho. And so the company's here, but we grow plants all over the place, and we go and we look at the plants where they are, because that's where you should, they don't move.
And we harvest the barley.
We grow the barley, we harvest the barley. So we were up in Idaho looking at they were growing the barley, we were harvesting the barley. It was kind of a big trip. Like, it's not normal that two girls under like 5'5" are usually on these trips. They're very like physically intensive, and I was a vegetarian at the time, and that's when I started eating meat again.
do you want me to tell?
I think that, yeah, so this is maybe, yeah, so okay. so anyway, we're in Idaho, we're staying in this hotel together, we come down for breakfast, and here you go.
Okay, well, so the night before, like, I just started online dating, right? Like, I'd been watching her do it for a while and, like, living vicariously through her experiences, and then I was like, all right, I'm, like, ready to go. Try this out. And, you know, there were all these guys and they all kind of looked the same. And I just was calling them blenders. Like, there's all these blenders and they all have the same features. And they're not like, some have features that I'm not interested in, like motorcycling and tattoos and stuff like that. And so I'm like, I'm just feeling a little bit frustrated. And it was like plenty of fish too. So it was, you know, not even so great as what we have today. And anyway, So I found a blender that I liked, and I got excited, and I went over to Sari's hotel room, and I was like, Sari, I found a blender that I like, and you're like, he lives in Wyoming, and she's like, oh, that's awesome, like, finally found a blender. And then the next morning at breakfast, Sari looks at me, and she says, Audrey, I have something to tell you. The blender messaged me, too. and I was like, oh, awesome, we should mess with him. We should definitely mess with him. And so the strategy was we would both message him and try to get him to, like, go on a date with, like, both of us somehow at the same time, but, like, we'd have, like, some kind of conflict, and, you know, we hadn't completely worked it out yet, but...
Maybe, like, first date, second date, you know, double booking, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or just, like, doppelgangers, we weren't sure, right. But it was gonna be great. Yeah. And then, you know, we're, like, working the messages and everything, but we're traveling in different vehicles with, like, the different field crew, so... I got this message from this guy that said, Audrey, look next to you.
Wait,
oh,
he did. He had asked us. He's like, well, what are you guys up to? And and we didn't know that he was just, you know, asking a regular question, like, how was your day going, right? Which is like 98% of the messages.
Our day was that we were harvesting barley in Idaho.
Right. And we didn't know that we were both telling him that. But we did know that we were both doing that, so it was too. Anyway,
I got a message from him. He's like, "Look next to you. Is there a girl named Cerie sitting next to you?" And he felt mortified because he was just like, "Oh, this conflict. Like, you know, he'd been dating both of us somehow at the same time, and he didn't want to cause this rift between coworkers." And we're like, "Oh no, we already know. We're totally in on this together." So we ended up having a three-way date.
Well, wait. The problem is that our the problem is like our plan was ruined, right?
No problem.
Like we wanted a better plan than this, and so anyway, we came back to Fort Collins, and it was probably the next week, and so we didn't come up with a better plan. We had to fess up, and then we had a three-way date together, and we both met him, and we went and we had a.
It made sense because he lived in Wyoming, so
right.
You know, it's a drive. You know.
Yeah.
Maximize time efficiency.
So we meet and we go. We went to a picnic. We had a picnic, and it was fine. It was fine. I think it was awkward for him. I think it was better that he knew that was happening. And then we went. There was like music in Old Town Square, and we went. And we went dancing there, and.
It was fun.
It was.
We tried to do like a three person because they're like now for a slow song.
So who dances together, right?
And I was like, all three of us, like all we should all three slow dance. And Cerie's like, yes. And I'm like, I was like making my way over to her and the guy, and then this biker steps in front of me and he's like, may I have this dance? And I was like, oh. Okay.
and
that was a really long, slow song, by the way.
And
really
me and the guy we were on a date with, we didn't actually dance. We just stood there and watched her dance with the biker guy. And I think the moral of the story, I don't know what the moral is. The end of the story is that neither of us went on a date with him again. And, except that, this is funny, because the rest of this has been a little dry, I know. Her roommate, turns out, at the time, do you remember this? Her roommate also dated him for a while. Yeah. And I don't know if that was before or after we dated him.
Yeah.
Or date hid him, right? Like our one date together.
Yeah, it's a small world.
Anyway. Yeah, so she's not dating him anymore. She's in Grand Junction. But.
Also, Cerie's on a date with someone tonight. It's a first date.
It is. Woo! I invited him here.
Right.
Yeah. So.
It's possible that he may have gotten some weird messages from a different person. Hinting at meeting him tonight.
Which he doesn't
a little dark.
Know about until this moment.
So dating can be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.